The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. As the College Place Hawks take to the diamond for exciting softball action. And now here's the voice of Hawks softball, Alan Griffin, on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
Well, sports fans in College Place area in the Walla Walla Valley, it's an awesome pleasure to be back with you again. As we've got a quick turnaround where your College Place Hawks are going to take on the Zilla Leopards. I can tell you a little bit about how Zilla got here. They lost their first game to Montesano by a score of 11-0. I'm going to see if I can get the second their second game for you. But they lost to Montesano. The Zilla Leopards lost to Montesano as we're here now for the third game of the day for the, where the College Place Hawks are going to take on the Zilla Leopards. And Zilla, as I'm trying, they beat Linden Christian in an earlier game by a score of 7-6. And so that's how they got here. College Place won the game we called earlier by a score of 16-12 over the Timicum Cowboys. They then lost a very good game just before this game. They lost to the La Center Wildcats. And now we're going to take on the Zilla Leopards. We're a few minutes away from game time. We'll take a one-minute timeout, and we'll be back with the starting lineups as we get ready for a loser out, an elimination game here in the WIAA 2017 1A State Finals. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
When you've got to get it done, then you've got to have a go-to, get-it-done place you can rely on.
Hi, this is Sheila from Postal Annex. Come see us. And if you need a notary, we've always got a notary on staff during business hours. And remember, Postal Annex is your go-to, get-it-done place that you can rely on. From shipping to packing to notaries and faxing, come on in and get it done. You can rely on us. Come see us at Postal Annex, your go-to, get-it-done place. Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Total Comfort Solutions presents another way we make you feel better. Before you spring into the great outdoors, don't neglect the great indoors. Total Comfort Solutions keeps you feeling better with a Lennox Home Comfort System. And now you get up to a $1,700 rebate or no payments and no interest until 2018 on a new Lennox system. Call Total Comfort Solutions at 509-525-4868 or visit them online at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla. Listen to Hawks Radio on the Internet at kgdcradio.com.
So So here at Columbia Playfield, where the College Place Hawks will play their third game of the day versus the Zilla Leopards. They've wiped down the field. They've sprayed down the field, I should say, have lined the field. We're still waiting for umpires. So I'll tell you what, we'll take another one-minute timeout. We do want to thank all of our sponsors and those who have taken the time to have cared enough to support these fine athletes, these fine teams, the Walla Walla College Place Hawks. We'll take another one-minute timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Doesn't it feel good to make a difference? The McCurley Integrity Dealerships are proud to kick off Wheels Make Wishes Come True. A generous portion of every sales transaction in May will be donated to Make-A-Wish Washington to help grant wishes to local southeastern Washington children with life-threatening medical conditions. Our goal is to grant as many wishes as possible to children in need. Wheels Make Wishes also means great deals on wheels. McCurley is stepping up the savings on our remarkable selection of new and used vehicles. Plus, you'll find special pricing, finance rates, and extra rebates everywhere you look. Hurry in today. The timing has never been better for you to save big, make an impact, and drive home in the new or used vehicle of your dreams. Come support Wheels Make Wishes Come True. Together, we can help children with life-threatening medical conditions make their wishes come true, all while getting a great deal at McCurley Integrity Toyota in Walla Walla. Integrity in everything we do for you. Just north of Columbia Center Mall and McCurleyToyota.com.
What do Elgin Appliance and Maytag dishwashers have in common?
Maytag offers dependable cleaning built into every dishwasher with their Jet Clean Plus wash system.
While Elgin Appliance customers have come to depend on their knowledge, selection, and prices,
Maytag offers the four-step clean system, starting with spray jets with the power of 25 gallons per minute and the maintenance-free filter, along with the four-blade chopper, and finally, high-heat steam to sanitize.
So when purchasing your next dishwasher, depend on Maytag and Elgin Appliance and Milton Free Water.
It's L&G Ranch Supply. Summertime in the valley means plenty of outdoor projects, and L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla carries fencing, bug and weed sprays, Wilburella summer fertilizers, and more. Find plenty of new choices in Carhartt clothing for women. And don't forget your pets. Keep them energized with science diet formulas for all stages of life. Watch for weekly in-store pet food specials. Have a great summer and shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Off Taussig Way, a trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So we're moments away from the first pitch here at Columbia Field. I'll run down the lineup, the batting order and defensive lineup for the College Place Hawks. Natalie Orchard will be batting first. Tisha Payne playing second. Tisha Payne batting second at shortstop. Paris Orchard, the pitcher. Ellie Christensen at first base. Sarah Fowler in center field. Jenna Mendoza at third. Alexandria Johnson catching. Josie McMillan, the designated player. Jesse Ravenscroft in left field. And the flex player playing right field is Taylor Ness. We'll take a minute timeout. I'll come back with the starting lineups for the Zilla Leopards right after this break.
The tradition began in 1869 with two entrepreneurs whose vision was to empower the local community through prudential financial decisions. Today's team at Baker Boyer still shares that vision of building and empowering the community by providing sage advice and counsel. Combining the tradition of community banking with the expertise of D.S. Baker advisors, Baker Boyer attends to your needs with the proven wisdom of listening first, understanding second, and helping third. Baker Boyer's mission is to help local families manage assets to build local legacies. Baker Boyer, family legacies grown locally. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thinking about getting braces or Invisalign? Think Wood Orthodontics. Formerly Dr. Greg Fink's practice, Wood Orthodontics has the same great staff with an awesome new doctor. Dr. Ryan Wood is a board-certified specialist with amazing attention to detail, and he will happily monitor the development of your child's teeth for free anytime after age 7. Entrust your family's orthodontics care to the same great practice that has cared for so many other Walla Walla families. Wood Orthodontics. Learn more at woodorthosmiles.com. That's woodorthosmiles.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So the Zilla Leopards have taken the field. I'll run down their defensive lineup here. Olivia Smith will start out playing right field. Natalie Benson in center field, the left fielder this afternoon, will be Caitlin Kibbe. Third base, J.C. Husted. Shortstop, Trista Takes Enemy. Second base, Courtney Williams, first base Madison Grins, the battery for the Zilla Leopards, pitching Megan True and catching Shelby Place. They are the home team, and so the College Place Hawks will be up to bat first. And we are about to get this one underway. Natalie Orchard will start things off for the College Place Hawks. The umpire has said play ball, so we'll do so. I'm working feverishly to get the lineup into the iPad. I'll try to call the game at the same time as the first pitch is on the way for a called strike to Natalie Orchard. She'll be followed by Tisha Payne. And then Paris Orchard will bat third. That second pitch just misses outside. 1-1 to Natalie. And called strike two. Natalie steps out and prepares for the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. She'll go down for the first out as the Zilla Leopards. You'll have to bear with me for a moment. I'm trying to get things set up, but I, of course, will give you their names in just a brief moment as I, again, try to work this out as Tisha Payne steps into the batter's box, another left-handed hitter. Pitch on the way. This one swung. It's going to go foul off the third base side. So Tisha will step back in for the 0-1 pitch. Pitch on the way. Called strike two. O-2 pitch on the way, swung on, fouled out, fouled back, out of play. O-2 on the shortstop, Tisha Payne. Third pitch hit into left field, and it bounces to the left as Tisha Payne's going to round first. She's going to try to get into the second. She's in there safely with a stand-up double. That'll bring Paris Orchard to bat for the College Place Hawks. Paris steps in with Tisha at second base. Paris takes a healthy cut, swings through the ball for a strike. Second pitch on the way. It'll be just low for a ball.
Nice job, Megan.
The 1-1 pitch comes in for a called strike. Megan True, the pitcher for the Zilla Leopards, as Paris Orchard fouls off the 1-2 pitch. Shelby Place is her battery mate. The 1-2 on the way to Paris. She fouls it off. She's battling, forcing Megan True to throw a couple of pitches here in the third game. We're early, just the third batter to the plate. And this pitch bounces in to even up the count at 2-2. Swung at, tip. That is going to be, that should be a foul ball. It is foul ball. The home plate umpire didn't see it. The field umpire stepped in as Corey Davis reminded the home plate umpire that it was a foul tip, so Paris Orchard will get another opportunity as it wasn't held onto by the catcher Shelby Place. So the count is 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pitch on the way by Megan True. This one called strike 3 as Paris will go down looking. So we'll take a 1 minute time. Oh, that's only 2 outs. We won't take a timeout yet. A little premature there. Want to take these opportunities to thank our fine sponsors, but not before Ellie Christensen gets a chance to come up with 2 outs, run on second base. Ellie looks at the first pitch. It's a low ball. Megan True is the pitcher for the Zilla Leopards. She'll deliver the 1-0 pitch. This one swung on, popped up to the second baseman. That's Courtney Williams. She camps under for the third out. Now we'll take a 1 minute timeout. We'll be back with the inning recap with more softball on 102.3 KGDC2.
We've been bringing men to one knee since 1906. You see, we've been part of that moment when a man takes a little box from his pocket, and he looks across at the woman he has a question for, and he's excited that he thinks he knows her answer. And then he gets down on one knee, and just a few words tumble out. I'm Skip at Falkenberg's Jewelers. Is it your moment to get down on one knee? Come see us. We have the diamond that will go in that little box that you will pull from your pocket. Falkenberg's Jewelers on Main Street, right in the heart of downtown Walla Walla.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So, welcome back to Columbia Playfield, where the Zilla Leopards will come to bat for the first time. Natalie Benson, the center fielder, will step up to face Paris Orchard. Paris is ready. She delivers. First pitch inside for a called ball. Just missed the inside corner and just missed Natalie at the same time. Swung on and missed. A healthy fastball delivered by Paris. One and one. The base hit in the center field. It gets past Sarah Fowler. It's going to get all the way to the fence as Nadal, as Benson rounds second. Natalie will stop at second. She'll turn and go back as Tisha Payne gets the quick relay in from Sarah Fowler. She'll start off the game with a single. A double. The leadoff runner on for the Zilla Leopards. This will bring to the plate Courtney Williams, the second baseman. Courtney will dig in as Paris looks for the signal. She gets it. Now she delivers the pitch. First pitch called strike. Courtney playing second base. This one grounded to Paris. She looks at third base. She'll throw it to third. And it's a low throw. Jenna was late getting to the base. She was playing in front of the base as Paris chose to take the lead runner on a fielder's choice.
Good job, Courtney.
So Natalie Benson will be at third. Courtney Williams at first. Bringing to bat Madison Grins, the first baseman. Madison will step in. She'll take a called strike. As the runner advances to second, the short throw to Natalie Orchard, and then the throw back over to third is not in time. So Courtney Williams will be notched a no-throw stolen base. Grin pops this up to Tisha Payne in the infield. She'll make the catch, make the out, get the ball back to Paris Orchard as there's two down. To the plate, the pitcher, Megan True.
Only one out. All right, Megan, help your effort.
Runners at second and third. One out for Megan True, who doesn't swing at the offering by the outside offering by Paris Hilton for a called ball. I said it again. Pardon me, forgive me. Paris Orchard is the pitcher. And earlier, her and I were joking. I joked that her name was Paris Hilton, and I haven't been able to get it off my mind. It's Megan True hitting into the gap. That'll score two easily as Benson comes in, Williams comes in, and Megan True will have to hold up at first base. She just smoked it to the gap for a two-run, a two-RBI single. Fantasy runner.
Come on, Oak. Your turn.
So Shelby Nye will come in to pinch run for the pitcher, Megan True, bringing Olivia Smith to the plate. Olivia will dig in and wait for the offering from Paris Orchard as the score goes 2-0. And the pop-up to Natalie Orchard for the catch. And the courtesy runner, Shelby Nye, gets back in time as Orchard notches the second out for the College Place Hawks. Brings to the plate Caitlin Kitty. First pitch swung at. It'll get past the catcher, A.J., who hustles it down at the backfield, but Shelby Nye does advance on the pass ball. So Caitlin Kibbe digs in 0-1. She swung on a pitch out of the strike zone. Paris Hilton brings another one. This one called a strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-2 as Kibbe will have to protect the plate now. Natalie delivers a strike. It's in the dirt. Caught by A.J., rounded up for the third out. So we'll go in, down two, coming out for the top of the second inning. We'll take a one-minute break. We'll be back with more softball on 102.3 KGDC2.
Everyday life can be overwhelming. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom or you work outside the home as well, finding time for it all can be challenging. One way to reclaim time for what you love is by getting some help around the house. That's where handmade cleaning comes in. We offer a new generation of cleaning and restoration concepts. We at Handmade Cleaning specialize in the interior beautification of homes and apartments just like yours. We bring everything we need to clean your home. To learn more, visit handmadecleaning.com.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Once again, I'd like to welcome you all back to Columbia Playfield here in Richland, Washington on just a gorgeous Friday afternoon, a perfect day for high school softball here at the 1A state tournament for the Washington, for the WIA Dairy Farmer Les Schwab State Tournament. Sarah Fowler will come to the plate for the College Place Hawks. for her first time in this third game as the Hawks trail by a score of 2-0. Megan True with the first delivery. That's in pitch on the outside corner. Call for strike one. Second pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Sarah Fowler quickly behind in the count as Megan True delivers a ball on the third pitch, a wasted pitch that goes high and away. Sarah swings at the third pitch, swings through the third pitch for the strikeout. One out here in the top of the second inning brings to the plate Jenna Mendoza. The third baseman bats the ball down to the first baseline. Foul. Jenna's done a tremendous job defensively at her spot on third base all day long.
One more, Megan.
She fouls this one off on the handle back to the first base dugout. 0-2 is the count for Jenna. As she now asks for time, receives it. Pitch by Megan True on the way, high and away for ball one. A very deliberate pitcher is True. She doesn't miss very far. That pitch wasn't meant to be a strike. She now comes to the plate on the 1-2, throws it in the dirt. Now the count goes to 2-2. So Mendoza works an even count, hoping to work a full count or better. Takes the offering from Megan True, and it'll be fouled off. The count will remain 2-2. Swung on ground to the first baseman. She'll pick it up easily, step on her plate for the second out of the inning. So Madison grins with the three unassisted put out. Brings to the plate Alexandria Johnson, catcher for the College Place Hawks. She looks at 2-0 as Megan True quickly gets in the hole. And she fouls this one straight back.
Nice job, Megan!
2-1 the count to Alexandria. Swing and miss at a high ball outside of the strike zone for even up the count at 2-2. Alexandria gets some encouraging words from Coach Corey Davis. She steps back in the batter box for the delivery by Megan. Yeah. She grounds it to the second baseman, Courtney Williams, picks it up, throws it over to Madison Grins, yeah. And the Zilla Leopard are in the dugout with the third out. We'll be back with more softball on KGDC2 right after this break.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. Connor's Recipe for Satisfied Customers includes friendly staff and interior designers and top quality name products, including hardwood, vinyl planks, carpet, tile, countertops, and blinds. Give us a call today at 522-0176 or visit us on the internet at connorsflooringanddesign.com or come by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connor's Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Hey Walla Walla, Coach Stevie here from To Your Health Nutrition. Are you sick and tired of just being sick and tired? Well, great news. My personal coaching, nutrition classes, and fitness plans will not only help you lose weight, but help you increase your energy and get back to your more youthful self. Call me at 206-669-5674 to get started on your 3-day nutrition plan, complete with a personal wellness profile, body scan, meal plan, and me, your personal coach. Also, you can find us on Facebook or Instagram at 24FitMom. And thank you for being a yes to your health.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So we're back with a 2-0 score here at Columbia Playfield, where the College Place Lady Hawks are down to the Zilla Leopards. coming up to bat in the bottom half of the second inning for Zilla will be Shelby Place. She'll be followed by J.C. Husted, and then Trista Takes Enemy will bat third in the inning, scheduled to bat third in the inning.
Let's go, Shelby. Come on now.
Shelby will be seeing Paris Orchard for the first time. Paris' pitch bounces over to Alexandria Johnson for a ball. Second pitch on the way. The 1-0 fouled back to the backstop. One and one the count for Shelby Place. She'll step in versus Paris Orchard as Paris again twists the ball in her hand to get positioning on the laces, delivers the ball. Strike fouled off to the first base dugout. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 on the way. And the changeup just misses. Don't know if it missed high. Not sure if it missed outside. Don't think it missed low. But it missed nonetheless. Count goes even at 2-2. Payoff pitch swung on and missed by Shelby Place. The strikeout notched by Paris Orchard for the first out of the inning. That'll bring to the plate J.C. Husted. J.C. playing third base for the Leopards. She tried to check her swing but couldn't. Umpire calls that one a strike. Orchard takes the signals, delivers the pitch. The curveball comes in, and J.C. Husted swings over the top of it for strike two. Beautiful pitch by Paris Orchard that time. She's changing speed, changing pace. Location is beautiful. Third pitch comes in. A.J. tries to frame it, but it just missed on the outside corner. Count goes to 1-2 for Husted. This one hit over Jenna Mendoza's head. It's going to drop in for a fair ball. As J.C. Husted gets a blooper single. I'm sure when she gets back to Zilla, she can look at the scorebook and she'll be able to call that a blast. Either way, it's a single and she's on first base. Now Trista Takes Enemy steps up to the plate with one out, runner on first base. Paris Orchard delivers the first pitch, swung on and missed. As Takes Enemy over the top of that one. Paris Orchard again just doing a tremendous job locating her pitches, and she's throwing different pitches. She does, the rise ball is working significantly well right now. This curveball fouled off as Takes Enemy takes a good cut at it, but is unable to get any solid wood off. Fouls it straight back to the backstop. J.C. Husted on first base. Paris comes in, pitches high. Natalie for the Alexandria couldn't come up with her name, but she hesitated as J.C. Husted steals second. Natalie Alexandria hesitated. Now we get a shot over to Natalie Orchard, who dives for the ball, but she's unable to come up with the play. So runners advance. Takes Enemy gets a single on the play. A tremendous effort by Natalie. He was unable to come up with it. So runners are on the corners with one out, and that brings the top of the order, Natalie Benson, up for the Zilla Leopards. Benson stands in with one out. She doubled her first time at bat. She takes the pitch inside. And again, the College Place Hawks try the short throw to Natalie Orchard to try to catch the fielder or the runner, the base runner, J.C. Husted, maybe sleeping or being a little bit anxious over there on third. But they don't go for it. So Benson stands in, counts 1-0. Delivery this time, Alexandria does a tremendous job blocking a outside pitch. She gets an acknowledgement from her pitcher, Paris Orchard, saying thank you for blocking that, saving a run, actually. 2-0 is the count. As Orchard delivers a low ball, this one gets through the wickets of Alexandria, but she's able to corral it before it gets too far back. Three oh is the count. First base is empty. And Natalie Benson now occupies it as she's walked on four pitches. Base is loaded. Husted on third. Takes enemy on second. Benson on first for the second baseman, Courtney Williams. Courtney found herself on board with a due to a fielder's choice in the first. Paris delivers a pitch. This one pops straight back to the backfield as it'll ricochet off the backstop. Courtney Williams back in. Paris Orchard Square. She pitches. This one low again. Stopped again by Alexandria. When she wants to, Johnson, the catcher, she can move her feet just as good as anybody in the business. She does get complacent at times and tries to get the glove on it, but she can move real well as this pitch is fouled off out of play down the first baseline. 1-2 count on the second baseman, Courtney Williams. The 1-2 delivery, changeup, pull to the down to the third base side. Paris again to deliver the 1-2 pitch. She twists, she turns, brings it in, changeup again, hit out to right field to Ness out there in right field, and the tag is made. And the runner comes in to score the third run of the inning as Taylor Ness makes the catch. J.C. Husted makes the tag, and Courtney Williams makes the second out, but with the sacrifice fly. Runners on first and second, two outs now, as Madison Grins, the first baseman, takes her spot at the plate, and she watches ball one. Score 4-0 as she swings through a fastball. Make that 3-0 as she swings through a fastball delivered by Paris Orchard. 1-1. Pitch fouled off right off the end of the bat. Takes the count to 1-2 for the first baseman, Madison Grins, who flew out her first time at bat. She's 0-1 today. Paris Orchard delivers a strike on the outside corner for the strikeout. She's down looking. Madison Grins goes back to the dugout. We'll take a one-minute timeout where the College Place Lady Hawks trail 3-0. We'll be back after this break.
At Community Bank, we encourage our student customers in their academic success by paying $1 per top grade on their end-of-the-year report cards.
I got $34 for my report card.
I got $28 for my report card.
Woo-hoo! With the Earn While You Learn program, I got $23.
The annual Community Bank Earn While You Learn program happens in June and July only, so hurry in with your report card. Find details by visiting communitybanknet.com or your local branch. Community Bank, member FDIC.
Hello, this is Walla Walla County Commissioner Todd Kimball. One of the wonderful benefits of living in the Walla Walla Valley is the beautiful spring seasons we have here year after year, and it would not be spring without spring sports. I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate all of our high school student athletes participating at the state level this spring. I especially want to congratulate our local softball teams from Wahigh, College Place, and DeSales. I wish them all the best of luck at their state tournaments this weekend.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So we welcome you back to Columbia Playfield here in Richland, Washington, where Josie McMillan comes to the plate in the third game for the College Place Hawks today, an elimination game. Loser goes home. Winner will play at 11 o'clock tomorrow. Hawks down 3-0 at this time as McMillan steps to the plate versus Megan True, the pitcher for the Zilla Leopards. Megan delivers the first pitch, called strike, as Josie McMillan takes a look at that one. And she gets the bat on that one, but it goes foul very quickly down the first baseline towards the Zilla dugout. As the sun begins to set, it's starting to cool down on what has just been an absolutely wonderful day here at the park. The Hawks began by winning their first game in a thriller versus the Timucan Cowboys. They lost a seven-inning game, another thriller, versus last year's state champions, La Center Wildcats. And trail here to the Zilla Leopards by a score of 3-0 in the top of the third inning.
Hey,
and Megan True gets a strikeout. Josie McMillan goes down swinging for the first out. Brings to the plate the left fielder, Jesse Ravenscroft. So Jesse will try to get some things going here in the third inning. As he fouls one or tips one off the plate, it's hit off. Megan True makes the throw over to first base, but it's not going to be in time. As Ravenscroft bounces off the home plate, goes into fair territory for Megan True. But Jesse, with great speed, gets down the line, and she'll get only the second hit for the Hawks tonight as Natalie Orchard steps in. She'll watch ball one.
Yeah.
And watch call strike one. And now they'll hit a fly ball and it'll drop in. Jesse had to tag up or wait, so she's going to be called out on the fourth out as Natalie, again, does the best she can do. Jesse does the best she can do. She really had no choice. So she's called out on the fourth out. And that'll bring to the plate Tisha Payne. Tisha will watch ball one and then get a swing on it. Well hit to left field, and it drops right into the glove of the left fielder for the second, make that third out of the inning. So that'll retire the sides. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. We'll be back with more softball on 102.3 KGDC 2 FM.
Yeah.
If you can count on one hand how many times your vehicle has let you down, that's way too many. But every time, you can count on Walla Walla Transmission. You've got a busy life, and you have to have a reliable vehicle. To make sure your auto keeps running right, have Walla Walla Transmission perform all your preventive maintenance, service, and repair. Complete transmission fluid, flush, and filter change starting at just $165 plus tax. When your vehicle needs the best service and repair, Walla Walla Transmission is there. 525-8710 and on Facebook or W2Trans.com.
Total Office Concepts and Xerox, leading names in office technology, have teamed up to bring real and affordable solutions for managing and printing documents. With the Xerox exclusive app gallery, you can customize the Xerox MFP to handle documents the way you need, rather than conforming to some vendor's idea of how your workflow should be managed. Total Office Concepts, locally owned and serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 at Total Office Concepts. We make your workspace work.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So we're back here at Columbia Playfield, where the College Place Hawks trail the Zilla Leopards by a score of 3-0 in the bottom of the third. Pitcher for the pitcher for the Zilla Leopards, Megan True, will be the batter. She'll swing at the first pitch, hit through the 5-6 hole, pass the reaching arms of Tisha Payne, and she'll be again on first after a single. I'm sure they'll get the courtesy runner in for Megan, and they do. Shelby Nye once again coming in to run for Megan. Olivia Smith will take her stance in the box to face Paris Orchard with a runner on first and nobody out. Paris delivers the pitch back to the backstop, foul ball. It's going to hit the backstop as Alexandria unable to get to it. What a day it's been for a historic day for the Lady Hawks, winning their first ever state playoff. Very young team. Olivia Smith squares around to bunt, bunts it foul, but a very young team by the Hawks. They have no seniors, only a couple of juniors, mostly freshmen, on the team. And so they'll be, should be very proud of their showing here at the state tournament. And as Olivia Smith goes down swinging, Lady Hawks should be very proud, and fans and supporters should be proud as well what these ladies have accomplished, not only in the year, but in this tournament. This day started at 10 o'clock for the Lady Hawks. Paris Orchard delivers a call, strike one to Caitlin Kibbe. Shelby Nye on first base for the Leopards. My iPad is at 2%. I don't think it's going to make this game. Then I don't know what I'm going to do. Go manual, I guess. Caitlin Kibbe swinging a miss for strike two. Oh and two the count to Caitlin. Oh and two on the way. Grounded to Tisha Payne. She'll make the catch. Get it over to second for one out. Natalie turns and throws over to first base for the double play to Ellie Christensen. With a nice 6-4 turn double play to end the inning. Lady Hawks will come up. We'll see Paris Orchard, Ellie Christensen, and Sarah Fowler when we come back after this 60-second timeout.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton. That's McDonald Zarin Insurance. This team works for you.
Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 20 times faster than cable to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Well, the Lady Hawks trail in this game to the Zillow Leopards by a score of 3-0. Top half of the fourth inning as Paris Orchard will take her place on the left-hand batter side of the batter's box. She is a delight to watch, her approach to the game, her demeanor. I umpired a game that they played earlier in the year. She had her finger stepped on trying to tag a player at home, and I think it was broken, and she had it bandaged and pitched. I saw her 3 weeks later with it still bandaged. She is one tough customer. Tries to slap a bunt and misses the first offering from Megan True. But she's solid. As most of these ladies, just a thrill to watch. She runs up on another one. This time lets it go by. A high ball, one strike to Paris. Steps in, makes herself comfortable, pitches on the way. She steps to third base. Third base scoops up on one hop, gets it over to first base for the out. So that will go down as a 5-3 ground out from J.C. Husted to Madison Grins for the first out of the inning. Ellie Christensen takes her spot at the plate. She swings at the dribbler to the pitcher. Megan True, she gets it over to the first baseman for the second out after one pitch out to Ellie Christensen. So that'll bring Sarah Fowler, the center fielder, to the plate. Sarah has struck out swinging her first time at bat. And this one she takes low and inside.
Come on, Megan. Yeah. Let's go.
Has had some good plays in center field. Was part of a double play in the first game to keep the game from going, to keep the Chillicum Cowboys from winning the game. Has had a couple errors in the field, but all in all, she's playing a solid game. She swings at the second offering. Count goes to 1-1. Megan True with the delivery. Low and called strike for strike two. Catches the low part of the strike zone. Count will go to 1-2 with two outs to Sarah Fowler. Megan True with the delivery. Swung at, popped up. This one's going to be in fair territory. As Megan True gets over it and she drops it. It's going to be a fair ball as Sarah Fowler, she touched it in fair territory, was unable to make the catch, and the ball goes to the backstop where Megan True retrieved it. So it is a fair ball. Sarah Fowler then now on after True unable to make the catch. The official score most likely on that would be an error on the pitcher. True delivers the first pitch to Jenna Mendoza, the third baseman, who grounded out her first time at bat. Jenna steps in. She puts her hand out to give the official a quick wait on me kind of gesture, and she's hit right in the small of the back. And she's going to just jog right on down to first base. Yeah, she takes one for the team. So that'll put Sarah Fowler at second. Jenna Mendoza is at first. The umpires check to make sure she's okay. Two outs here in the top of the fourth inning for Alexandria Johnson.
Here we go, Megan.
Megan Two delivers the first pitch, swung on and popped straight back for a foul ball out of play. One hit away from a big inning, Alexandria would like to deliver right now. Off-speed pitch, swung on and missed for a strike two. Tough pitch to hit. 0-2 is the count. Megan Chu delivers the high ball, as she's done with the 0-2 count on several occasions. Just a wasted pitch. Doesn't want to give the hitter anything, but does try to get him to bite. The 1-2 on the way. Swung on, hit back to Chu up the middle. She gloves it, gets it over to Grimm for the third out. And the College Place Hawks go down, and Strand 2. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back after 60 seconds. You're listening to College Place Softball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hey, Walla Walla. 3 years strong. Scott Jordan at Paragon Auto Sales, your perfect choice for your next vehicle. If we don't have what you're looking for, no problem. We have thousands of vehicles we can search through. Need financing? We have that too. Rates as low as 2.99%. How about a first-time buyer with no cosigner? No problem. We can help there as well. Let me be your car guy. I can help with all aspects of the vehicle industry. Come see us today or visit us at usedcarswallawalla.com or check my Facebook page, Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales.
Hey, have you heard? The Farmers Co-op and CHS Primeland have joined forces. The new group, known as CHS Primeland, will focus on providing outstanding service to current co-op customers and growing to be a major supplier in the northern Idaho and eastern Washington markets. Don't you worry now. The co-op, CHS Primeland, still has the same great local field staff you've trusted for years. Think of it this way. The co-op has upgraded to CHS Primeland. 9th and Rose, Walla Walla. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So here in Richland, as the sun goes down on just a gorgeous day, the colors in the sky, though there are no clouds, the colors start to turn a little more orange on the perimeters, on the horizon, and trees, the top of the trees have a nice yellow orangish glow to the green. It adds to the wonderful environment for high school softball. The only thing that would make it better is if the Hawks could get on the board to the tune of 3 runs here versus the Zilla Leopards as they send to the plate Shelby Place, the catcher. She faces Paris Orchard, who spins, brings the first pitch. Shelby swings and misses.
Shelby, watch the pitches.
Oh, 1 for the catcher. Paris delivers the second pitch. This one popped up. Alexandria looks like she's got a beat on it. She turns, but faces the infield instead of the backstop, and the ball always will come back to you. She got twisted around on that, couldn't find it at first. And then when she did find it, she was facing the wrong direction. As the catchers will tell you, the ball will always come back in, so the first thing you want to do is turn and face the crowd, the backstop, face away from the field, and that ball, generally, you'll be able to track it better. But she's unable to catch up with that. It'll drop in for a foul ball. The third pitch delivered, the 0-2 pitch delivered by Paris Orchard, high for a ball. Shelby Place settles in again as Paris Orchard delivers the pitch on the way. Swung and fouled off the mask that time of Alexandria.
We can't handle her as a hitter. We can't handle it.
Shelby!
Right here. 1-2 is the count for Place, Shelby Place. 1-2 on the way. This drop down low. The drop ball doesn't quite get to the plate as it bounces in front of the catcher. The 2-2 on the way.
Yeah.
Looked at, passed up by Shelby Place. for a full count. Three balls, two strikes for Shelby Clay, the first batter here in the bottom of the fourth inning for the Zilla Leopards. And she swings and misses. So Paris Orchard notches a strikeout for the first out. That'll bring up to the plate J.C. Husted, who is one for one today. She singled her first time at bat. Swing and a miss. Just in case you've just joined us, first of all, where have you been? You've missed some great softball. Zilla Leopards lead the College Place Hawks by a score of 3-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Nice try. Nice try.
J.C. Husted, the batter. She'll foul off one back to the backstop. 0-2 is the count. Paris ahead in this count. She'll stare down the target. Spin for the pitch. On the way, drops down as it hits the left field. And there is Jesse Ravenscroft, who hauls it in for the second out. So it'd be a big deal here if the Hawks could get out of this inning without scoring. Trista Takes Enemy would like to see that that doesn't happen. If she gets on, they're back to the top with Natalie Benson. Takes Enemy has singled. She singled her first time up. Pitch by Paris on the way. Taken for a ball. The 1-0 on the way. Swung on and hit up the middle. Natalie dives for it. She can't come up with the play. She got her glove on it, and the ball came out as she extended. She's a little bit slow getting up.
Nice job, Trista.
First person to be over there to check on her is her sister, is Natalie. Dove for the ball. Looks like she's going to be okay. She walked away from her sister, and her sister says, "Nah, don't come out. She'll be okay." Got a face full of dirt. Dirt on the front side of her uniform. She wasn't clean anyway. She's been diving and hustling all game long. She, in preparation for the pitch, she'll never let her feet stop. She's in running motion, running in place most of the time. She is ready for anything that happens. She just couldn't quite get to that one. As she laid out, stretched out for the pitch, it hit her glove but came out. As Trista Enemy is on with the single. Up to bat now, Natalie Benson, leadoff hitter for the Leopards. She's doubled and walked today, tonight, 1-for-1. And again, Trista Enemy steals, and now she's going to try to get to third. What a great throw by center fielder Sarah Fowler, but that one doesn't get in either. So Trista Enemy takes second on the stolen base. And then, because of the overthrow from Alexandria, she'll get to third base.
Let's go, RBI.
So Natalie Benson with an opportunity to score a run. She'll hit a spinner back up to Paris. She steps and throws it over to first base in time. The throw wasn't great by Paris. Ellie Christensen got the play, and then on the tag, as she spun around, she tagged Natalie Benson for the third out. But now there's going to be a discussion. We'll wait around to see what happens. The call was out, but the coach for the Leopards is waiting to see what the field umpire did, calling out on the tag. Now the two umpires are getting together to converse. We'll keep it here for a moment before we see whether or not this is the third out or still is the second out, as the umpires now discuss exactly what the deal is. As an umpire, I know what they're talking about. I got an idea of what they're saying, but I don't want to reveal that, so we'll see what happens. And it's an out. So that would be the third out of the inning. 1-3 on the play from Paris to Ellie for the third out. And that'll do it for the Zilla Leopards. So we'll come back after this 60-second timeout. You're listening to College Play Softball on KGDC2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger?
Hey,
remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
When you've got to get it done, then you've got to have a go-to, get-it-done place you can rely on.
Hi, this is Sheila from Postal Annex. Come see us. And if you need a notary, we've always got a notary on staff during business hours. And remember, Postal Annex is your go-to, get-it-done place that you can rely on. From shipping to packing to notaries and faxing, come on in and get it done. You can rely on us. Come see us at Postal Annex, your go-to, get-it-done place. Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So Josie McMillan will step up to the plate to bat here in the top half of the fifth inning. She receives the first pitch from Megan True for a strike. Josie swinging on this pitch. And earlier at bat was when she struck out swinging, so she's now in the hole 0-2 for this at bat as Megan True delivers the third pitch high in the zone, but Josie did swing at it. As the pitcher has done, as Megan True has done, she'll get two strikes on you, and then she's not even close usually with the high pitch. Generally, the players have laid off of it, but Josie swung at that one, and Jesse Ravenscroft steps in with one out. She takes the first pitch, bounces to the third baseman, who bounces to the first baseman, who makes the catch for the second out. Nice play at third, nice play at first for the second out. That'll bring Natalie Orchard, the leadoff hitter for the Hawks, up to bat. Natalie, the left-handed batter, looks at a called ball one. High for ball two is Megan True. She's a good pitcher. She's methodical. She stays around the strike zone in tremendous control. A low pitch called for strike one, but she has tremendous control, and she pretty much is having her way at the mound this game. Going a shutout, but Natalie gets one to come right back at her. A comeback to the mound that Megan's unable to get her glove on. The ball goes by her into center field, and Natalie is on with a base hit. Tisha Payne now the batter for the Hawks. Tisha one for two tonight with a double and a ground out. She'll look at the first pitch in the eyes for a ball. Natalie gets a healthy lead. She'll steal some bases. She'll take some risks as well. Low and away this time as Tisha takes ball two. 2-0. College placed with a three-run deficit here in the top half of the fifth inning. This pitch just outside, missed the strike zone just barely. 3-0 now. Two away here in the top of the fifth. Right down the middle. Tisha taking all the way. She steps out. It's a practice swing. Recalibrates. Steps back in as Megan True prepares to deliver the 3-1 pitch. Pitch is on the way. Swung on over the head of the shortstop, gets into center field, and Natalie advances. Tisha on first base as Trista takes enemy, unable to come up with that one. Finally hunted down by Natalie Benson, the center fielder. Paris Orchard at the plate. First pitch on the way, misses for ball one. Paris has seen Megan True. This will be her third time. Grounded out, struck out, watching, and is now facing a 1-1 count in her third at-bat of the day, of the game, I should say. True is ready to deliver to Orchard and does so. Yeah, called strike right down the middle of the plate. Paris didn't want that one. Count goes to 1-2. She protects the plate very well and does so. Fouls one off to the backstop. Count stays 1-2. Runners on first and second. Two outs here in the top of the fifth. Change up, not going to find the strike zone as Paris just ducks her head and walks out of the box as she regathers herself for the 2-2 count. She'll take the count full now. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The runners will be going. Paris crowds the plate, 1 foot on the line, takes the pitch. It's low and away for ball four. Even though there is a throw down to third base, doesn't matter. Ball four, runners advance for Ellie Christensen. Now the bases are loaded. Natalie at third, Tisha at second, Paris at first. Just the way you'd draw it up if you were a coach for your cleanup batter. Now the Zilla squad will gather in the circle as they discuss, maybe just want to slow things down. They'll discuss some things a little for a brief moment. They break the huddle and come to the line of scrimmage. Oh, wait, wrong sport. So they'll return to their respective positions as Ellie Christensen contemplates what she might be able to do with a good pitch from Megan True. First pitch on the way for Megan True, misses for ball one. A low pitch, missed the strike zone. Good eye by Ellie. Steps in again, this pitch on the way even more further inside for ball two. So a big hit from Ellie would change the tide in a hurry as they only trail 3-0. Megan True delivers the high pitch, it's out of the strike zone, but she pops it up over to the shortstop side as Trista takes in the high fly ball for the third out of the inning, and that will end the threat for the College Place Hawks. We'll be back with more softball after this 60-second timeout.
What makes you uncomfortable? Sharp objects pointing your way or loud talkers with nothing to say? Total Comfort Solutions can't fix all your discomforts, but they can help you feel good inside your home with up to a $1,700 rebate or no payments and no interest until 2018 when you purchase a qualifying new Lennox system. Call Total Comfort Solutions at 509-525-4868 or visit them online at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla. Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And welcome back to all of you that are tuned in to 102.3 FM and kgcradio.com. All around the globe, thank you for joining us tonight as the College Place Hawks find themselves down 3-0 in the bottom half of the fifth inning. To the plate for the Zilla Leopards is second baseman Courtney Williams. Courtney will take ball one. just missed the strike zone on the outside. Courtney with the fielder's choice and a sack fly. She's 0 for 1 tonight. She'll take ball two high in the strike zone. Paris takes a deep breath, ready to deliver the 2-0 pitch. Pitch is on the way, the changeup off the handle. This will go foul as Alexandria Johnson, who is just doing a tremendous job. She again, when she goes to the ball, wherever it is, she does not walk. She runs back to the backstop. She runs to get foul balls. She gets that one back to Paris, who's going to deliver the 2-1 pitch. 2-1 pitch to Courtney Williams, framed very nicely by the catcher Johnson for a strike. Two balls and two strikes is the count to Courtney. The 2-2 on the way. Swung on and hit foul, out of play down the first base line. For the second time, delivered by Paris Hilton, Paris Orchard. This one goes high. Three balls, two strikes. To our listeners, again, I should have never joked with Paris about her name being Paris Hilton because I can't get it out of my mind. Fouled off again by Courtney Williams. It's like when somebody says, don't think about pink elephants. First thing you think about.
All right, Courtney!
Count is full for Courtney Williams as you think about pink elephants. Paris Orchard will deliver the full count pitch. Swung on and fouled back to the backstop. So Alexandria Johnson will get the pitch back. We'll get the ball back to Paris, and we'll reload for the 3-2 count. Swung on and missed for strike three. A big first out for the Lady Hawks as Courtney Williams goes down swinging, bringing the first baseman Madison Grins up to bat. She's flown out and struck out swinging. 0-2 for the day, for the game. She settles in. Paris stares down for the signal. First pitch on the way, hit hard to left field. Jesse Ravenscroft is back, and she makes a great catch on the baseline, on the sideline there. An excellent catch as she runs to her right. Just has enough time to call out her go-go gadget arm, for those of you who remember Inspector Gadget, and she makes an excellent catch on the line for the second out as Grins is retired. That'll bring to the plate the pitcher, Megan True. Megan is 2 for 2, two singles today. She wraps it out to Jesse Ravenscroft. This time the ball will fall in front of Jesse. Megan standing on first with her third single. She, of course, will most likely get the courtesy runner. And she's on the way. So Megan True having an outstanding game, helping herself out on the mound. She'll be replaced again by Shelby Nye, the courtesy runner. And Olivia Smith steps up to the plate. Olivia takes the first pitch, fouls it straight back and out of play. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Shelby Nye on first place, the courtesy runner for the pitcher Megan True, who was 3 for 3 tonight. 0 for 2. She has a fly out and a struck out swinging. This pitch just outside as Alexandria tries to bring it back in, but to no avail. 1-1. And this ball is going to be fair down the first base line past Ellie Christensen. Nye around second. And she'll stop at third after the base hit. And a very nice base hit by Olivia Smith. She'll stop at first with the single as Shelby Nye gets around the third. That'll bring up Caitlin Kibbe. She's 0 for 2 tonight. A strikeout and a ground out. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Another stolen base, this time with no throw.
Let's go.
Olivia Smith goes down to second.
Yeah!
Ground out to Tisha Payne, who throws it over to Ellie Christensen for the third out. So that'll do it for another inning. We go into the top of the sixth. We'll be back in 60 seconds with more College Play Softball on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
What do Elgin Appliance and Maytag dishwashers have in common?
Maytag offers dependable cleaning built into every dishwasher with their Jet Clean Plus wash system.
While Elgin Appliance customers have come to depend on their knowledge, selection, and prices,
Maytag offers the four-step clean system, starting with spray jets with the power of 25 gallons per minute and the maintenance-free filter, along with the four-blade chopper, and finally, high-heat steam to sanitize.
So when purchasing your next dishwasher, depend on Maytag and Elgin Appliance and Milton Free Water.
It's L&G Ranch Supply. Summertime in the valley means plenty of outdoor projects, and L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla carries fencing, bug and weed sprays, Wilburella summer fertilizers, and more. Find plenty of new choices in Carhartt clothing for women. And don't forget your pets. Keep them energized with science diet formulas for all stages of life. Watch for weekly in-store pet food specials. Have a great summer and shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Off Taussig Way, a trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
So we're down to six outs left in the season for the College Place Hawks. They trail the Zilla Leopards by a score of 3-0 here in the top of the sixth inning as Sarah Fowler approaches the plate for her third at-bat. Sarah reached on the air. She slaps one down the first baseline, caught there by Madison Grin. She steps on the bag for a 3-unassisted out. 3 unassisted in the scorebook, that is. First base, stepped on first base. Bringing to the plate Jenna Mendoza, 5 outs now left for the College Place Hawks as Megan True just is doing a tremendous job. She delivers one to Jenna, who fouls it off. She's just doing a great job. She's working quickly, but she's working methodical as she throws it, and she's always around the plate. The ones that she misses, the balls that she throws, very intentional. She hasn't missed any of her targets. She'll get an 0-2 count. And then, for the most cases, deliver a high pitch as Mendoza spins away from that inside pitch. Count goes 1-1. Jenna grounded out and was hit by a pitch. 1-1 right now. Pitch is on the way by Megan True. She grounds to third base and steps up. Gets it over to first base. This time, Grin can't come up with the low throw by J.C. Husted. So Mendoza is on again with on another error by the third baseman. So that brings Alexandria Johnson up with Mendoza on. Alexandria swings at the first offering and misses. She's grounded out both times, and she slaps one through the strip 5-6 hole. Trista takes enemy, is unable to get to it as Mendoza advances to second. Alexandria on with a base hit. And that brings Josie McMillan in once again. The College Place Hawks are threatening as a courtesy runner comes in for Alexandria. That would be Chloe Mendoza.
That's your base, throw to first.
First and runners on first and second. No out. Make that one out. Josie McMillan at the plate. Josie has struck out swinging two times.
Let's go, Megan!
Very well could be bunting on this particular at-bat. We'll see as the at-bat develops. First pitch on the way. Swung on and hit foul at the first base dugout. She's a little late on that one, but got good contact. Just a little late as Megan True fired down a fastball down the pipe. Josie steps in again. Pitch on the way. Swung on. Hit foul again down the first base line. Again, great contact by the youngster, Josie McMillan. It's a wonderful contact, but just unable to get around on it. College Place Lady Hawks are going to be good for years to come. This is great experience for these ladies. And the third pitch on the way, the drop ball thrown by Megan True. Josie McMillan unable to get a bat on it, swings over the top of it for the second out. They're bringing up to bat Jesse Ravenscroft. Ravenscroft hits a grounder to Courtney Williams, the second baseman. She runs it over to the base herself, and that'll retire the side. So that'll take us into a break. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be back with the bottom of the sixth inning after this brief timeout.
The tradition began in 1869 with two entrepreneurs whose vision was to empower the local community through prudential financial decisions. Today's team at Baker Boyer still shares that vision of building and empowering the community by providing sage advice and counsel. Combining the tradition of community banking with the expertise of D.S. Baker Advisors, Baker Boyer attends to your needs with the proven wisdom of listening first, understanding second, and helping third. Baker Boyer's mission is to help local families manage assets to build local legacies. Baker Boyer, family legacies grown locally. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thinking about getting braces or Invisalign? Think Wood Orthodontics. Formerly Dr. Greg Fink's practice, Wood Orthodontics has the same great staff with an awesome new doctor. Dr. Ryan Wood is a board-certified specialist with amazing attention to detail, and he will happily monitor the development of your child's teeth for free anytime after age 7. Entrust your family's orthodontics care to the same great practice it has cared for so many other Walla Walla families. Wood Orthodontics. Learn more at woodorthosmiles.com. That's woodorthosmiles.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Bottom half of the sixth inning. College Place Lady Hawks down 3-0 to the Zilla Leopards as Shelby Place is in for her third at bat. She struck out swinging twice as Paris Orchard delivers the first pitch outside for a ball. Second pitch thrown in high for a ball. Tough to tell, but sometimes body language says a lot. Lady Hawks are tired. By no means done. Natalie Orch is still moving her feet. Tisha Payne approaching on every pitch as well. But they are slowing down, and with all good reason. They played three games in the heat today. Three excellent games, by the way. 3-0 count now. Paris delivers a strike. And Shelby Place just watching that one. Take sign was on. And high pitch delivered for ball four. That'll bring J.C. Husted to the plate as she gets instructions from the coach. As Shelby Place is replaced by a courtesy runner. And that would be Brianna Fletcher. into the game to run for Shelby Place. J.C. Husted, the third baseman, steps up to the plate to face Paris Orchard with no outs here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Paris spins to deliver. The bunt signs up, and Alexandria grabs the ball. She fires it down to first base as after she grabs the bunt attempt out of the air for the out, and then fires it down to first base where the pitch runner was on the base, but she made an attempt anyway. So that'll make, give one out as they're addressing now the safety of the pinch runner, Brianna Fletcher, who came on to pinch run, and now it looks like she's going to have to need a pinch runner. As she was on the base and the throw came, trying to get the double play. And so a courtesy runner comes in for the courtesy runner. And that'll be Leslie Cummings. Will now take her spot on first base. So Brianna Fletcher is replaced because of an injury. So the courtesy runner for the courtesy runner. Again, Leslie Cummings on first base now with one out as Trista takes enemy. Digs into the batter's box. 1-0 the count after the outside pitch from Paris Orchard.
Let's go, Trista, roll it along.
The 1-0 on the way. Swung on, popped up, back to the backstop. Alexandria Johnson does a tremendous job as she gets back and catches that one almost horizontal. She lays out and catches it on her knees. What great hustle that time. Again, the second time the catcher has made the out in the inning. That was a tremendous play. So Natalie Benson, the leadoff hitter, steps up as the steal goes down. She's got the throw, but the tag not in time. Leslie Cummings took off early. Alexandria Johnson throws it down, but she's unable to get it, unable to get the call as Tisha Payne made the catch and applied the tag, but not in time. 0-1 is the count. Paris Hilton delivers the ball as Leslie Cummings takes a decent lead off of second base for the batter, Natalie Benson. 1-1. One pitch swung on. It'll be hit towards second base as Natalie Orchard drops back to the grass. She makes the play for the third out. And that'll take us to the seventh inning where the Lady Hawks have three outs to determine their fate here in their first ever state playoff for the program. Megan True takes her warm-ups from the mound. And the Hawks will have the top of the order coming up with Natalie Orchard. So if there was ever a good place to be in a three-run game at the in the top half of the seventh inning when you're trailing, top of the order isn't a bad place to be. The winner of this game will play at 11 tomorrow. The loser will have dinner tonight, maybe some ice cream, hopefully get well hydrated, and maybe come back to watch some softball, but they'll be eliminated.
Three out. Come on now. Let's go, girl.
So Natalie Orchard with Megan versus Megan True. Leopards three outs away from advancing. Natalie Watts, ball one high. Second pitch in for a strike. 1-1. Second pitch fouled over to the third base dugout. Natalie goes down in the count, 1-2. She gets behind in the count. 1-2 on the way. Delivers, hits through the 5-6 hole just to the left of the third baseman. J.C. Husted, who couldn't make the play, goes into left field for a base hit. So that's a good start for the Hawks. Tisha Payne comes up to the plate. Tisha is doubled. She ground out. She singled. She's got a hot bat. She's 2-for-3 today. First pitch on the way. Looked at for a high ball. As Tisha feeling very comfortable in the batter's box today. Megan True feeling very comfortable at the mound. This should be a good battle as Tisha looks at a called strike one. 1-1 with Natalie at first base. Tisha Payne at the plate. Pitch on the way. Tisha swings at it. It's going to be caught by the shortstop. On the fly, Trista takes enemy, gets the catch. Natalie Orchard gets back in time. That'll be the first out for the Hawks as Paris Orchard, the pitcher, steps up. As Megan True on the mound will deliver to Paris Orchard. Paris runs up and looks at a called strike. Natalie's 0-for-2, Paris is 0-for-2 with a, and she's hit on this pitch, so she's going to walk down to first. I'm going to say she's 0-for-2 with a ground out and a walk, and now she's hit by the pitch, so she ends up on first base, her sister Natalie on second base, and Ellie Christensen up to the plate. She homered in the district tournament last week to give her 3 for the season. The Hawks don't have a tremendous amount of power, but a shot now, and then we're tied up. Top of the 7th inning, Hawks trail 3-0. First pitch by Megan True on the way, taken for a called strike as Ellie Christensen in the batter's box now. She's had a fly out, a ground out, and a fly out, 0-for-3. All that can be taken away, all that can be forgotten with a big key hit here with one out in the top of the 7th. Pitch down the middle. She fouls it back for strike 2. One and two. One out. True delivers inside. Called ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Go, go, oh, look alive.
2-2 on the way. Swung on and hit to the third baseman. She bobbles the ball, and Ellie is going to make it safely, as all the other runners, as Husted went for the play but is unable to come up with it.
Midfield, go home!
So all the runners advance. Bases are loaded for Sarah Fowler, who has struck out and grounded out. Reached safely on an error. Here with one out in the top of the 7th, Megan True delivers, squares away to bunt, but pulls back, takes it for a strike.
Be a wall, 13. Be a wall now. Up and past you. Get a pounce on it.
Unlikely that she would be bunting with the bases loaded, but she did square around as though she wanted to. But she'll step in now as Megan True eyes for the signal. Swung on and missed. High in the strike zone as Sarah unable to come up with that one. Down 0-2 now in this at-bat. One out, bases loaded. High pitch coming in, a wasted pitch as Megan True has done so well today. Takes the count to one ball, two strikes. Sarah Fletcher takes the signal, takes the advice from Coach Corey Davis, steps in, swings and fouls it back to the backstop. So Megan True will take the ball and reload for the 1-2 count. Again, bases are full. Hawks trail 3-0. Pitch on the way. Swung at and missed. Dropped the third strike, but base is loaded. So it'll just be a fourth out at the plate. That'll make two outs. Down to their final out, and it's Jenna Mendoza, the third baseman, who was grounded out, hit by a pitch, and reached on an error. So Jenna Mendoza, the last hope for the Hawks currently, as she'll take a call, strike one on the outside corner. One team goes home, one team goes on. Swung at and hit into the dugout, or over to the dugout, as the coach for the Zilla Leopard catches the ball inside the gap, inside the gate of the dugout. Doesn't count as an out, obviously, but they're one strike away from moving on. Jenna Mendoza steps in. She's got two strikes on, two outs, bases loaded. Hawks are down 3-0, pitched by Megan True. As, oh, my goodness. It's a called strike, but not sure that it was. But nonetheless, that would be the ball game for the College Place Hawks, as they've done just a tremendous job. And what a way to go out. A strikeout looking at what really was the ball. Nonetheless, call the strike, and players are lining up to receive their sportsmanship medal. As Natalie Orchard receives one from the home plate umpire, and Megan True receives one from the field umpire. The umpires will walk off. The players will line up. So we'll take a two-minute break. We'll come back with the game wrap-up. You're listening to College Place Softball on 102.3 FM and KGDC2.
We've been bringing men to one knee since 1906. You see, we've been part of that moment when a man takes a little box from his pocket, and he looks across at the woman he has a question for, and he's excited that he thinks he knows her answer. And then he gets down on one knee, and just a few words tumble out. I'm Skip at Falkenberg's Jewelers. Is it your moment to get down on one knee? Come see us. We have the diamond that will go in that little box that you will pull from your pocket. Falkenberg's Jewelers on Main Street, right in the heart of downtown Walla Walla.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Here's a little secret for all you husbands out there. Your wife can use a little extra help around the house. Ever thought of hiring a maid for her? Handmade Cleaning can make this dream a reality for you, providing the luxurious value of exceptional cleaning and restoration services at affordable prices. Kevin and Grace Reynolds founded Handmade Cleaning to specialize in the interior beautification of area homes and to provide quality career opportunities to dedicated people of good character. Call Handmade Cleaning, 240-7995. That's 240-7995.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So welcome back to Columbia Playfield, where we have just enjoyed an awesome day of high school softball, where the College Place Hawks won the first game of the evening and fell short the third game, second and third game, but what a tremendous season by the College Place Hawks. They'll finish this game with no runs on 6 hits, 2 errors, and 12 people left on base, where the Zilla Leopards had 3 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors, and 7 left on base. Game time was an hour and 27 minutes, and played very well by both teams. The pitcher Megan True just did a tremendous job on the mound, as well as her counterpart Paris Orchard, only giving up 3 runs to a solid Zilla team. But that culminates and wraps up a tremendous year for the Lady Hawks. They weren't expected to be here, and certainly in the historic game this morning, their first game of the year, their first game of the tournament, they walked away with a 16-12 win over a really good Chimicum Cowboys team. And so the Lady Hawks have absolutely nothing to hang their heads about. They're a very young team. They have mostly freshmen on the team, a couple of juniors, and a couple of sophomores, but what a tremendous effort by the Lady Hawks. So for all of those that are listening, very grateful, very thankful that you tuned in to support these young ladies. They're going to be a very good team for years to come. Thank you to our producers back at the station. Thank you to our fine sponsors. That about wraps it up from here at Columbia Playfield here in Richland, where we were treated to some wonderful softball by the College Place Lady Hawks. So for my guys back at the studio, for the softball, the softball gurus that have done a tremendous job here at the field, I want to say thank you. I'm Alan Griffin. Appreciate you giving me the opportunity to give me an ear on this fine Friday. And thank you to all of our sponsors, to all of our support staff. We appreciate it. Without it, we couldn't have these broadcasts and these young players who are so deserving of the opportunity to have their games broadcast. Without the sponsors, it wouldn't be done. So if you get a chance, stop by and say thanks to our sponsors. Thanks again to the guys back at the station. I appreciate you. That'll do for us tonight. Signing off on the College Place. For College Place Softball, I'm Alan Griffin on 102.3 FM. That's KGDC2. Good night.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks Softball on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.